Parshas Terubim. Let's begin by referring to a line in davening that we say every single day of our lives, three times a day at least. In the bracha of Moedim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim, the nifloys, that He does for us every single day. And we say, Al nisecha shebechol yoyim imonu, the nisim that You do for us every day, Val nifloisecha v'toyvoisecha shebechol eis. Not only every day, but in fact, every moment of our lives, we are the recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Having already mentioned b'chol yoyim, and then even b'chol eis, we then say erev v'voiker v'tzoharoyim, evening, morning, and afternoon. And the question that must be asked, if we have already referred to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us with His chesed, not only every day of our lives, but every moment of the day, so what is it that we're adding when we then say, Erev Vavoyker V'Tzoharoyim? Evening, morning, and afternoon. We have already said, B'chol Eis, you can't get more specific and more detailed than that. So why the mention of the three different times in the day? The answer given, and this is by way of introduction to our shiur tonight, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us indeed with chesed every day and every moment. But there are three specific times of the day. The day can be split up into three parts, and each one is not just another part of the day, it's a different part of the day. And there is a specific chidah which pertains to the evening. There is a particular haidah that is specific to the morning, and a third haidah that is specific to the afternoon. So we are not just making mention of how often HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for us, that we have already said. B'chol eis. Erev v'voyker v'tzoharoyim means we are cognizant of the fact that we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu three different times of day, three different types of haidah. And this is absolutely clear if we look, there's a Gemara in Yerushalmi and Brachas which says as follows. The Gemara says, in the morning, a person has to say, Moide ani lefonecho, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehoitzisoni me'afeil ol ha'oirom, that You have taken me from darkness to light. That is the specific haidah of the morning hours. B'mincha, there is a different haidah. There you have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as I was able to see the sun in the east, so too when it sets in the west. And finally in the evening, the Gemara says, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, just as I was in the night last night, surrounded by darkness, but then You took me out of it and brought me to light, so too may You do the same now that night and darkness has set once again. So you see clearly from Yerushalmi, it is not merely a repetitious haidah. There is a specific haidah for night. There is a specific tefillah and haidah from the morning and also for the afternoon. And that's what it means, Erev v'voiker v'shoharoyim. In fact, if you look in the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Nunhei, it says, Erev v'voiker v'shoharoyim osticha. I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu night, morning, and afternoon. And Rashi says there, Arvis, Shachris, u'mincha. The three tefillahs. That is specifically my talk with Hashem three times a day. The Radak spells out then, he says, She'tzorech odom lahoidois lekeil, a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shehayoyim mishtaneh, as the day, as it were, morphs into a different period. So we see clearly from the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Rashi and the Radak, and that is what we're saying in Moedim, that the three parts of the day are not just a convenient way to demarcate beginning, middle, and end, but apparently they are different in nature. Morning, afternoon, and night. And each one requires its own tefillah, its own hoidoyah, and that's what we're referring to, Erev Vavoyker V'Tzoharoyim. And this is what we'd like to explain for Ezra Hashem in the coming minutes. The Gemara there in the Yerushalmi adds another line, and this is, of course, why we are discussing it tonight. That Gemara that says morning, afternoon, and night you have to thank Hashem, the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Tfilois me ovois limdum. We have learned Tfilah from the Ovois HaKadoshim. Avraham Avinu invented, as it were, the Tfilah of Shachris. We learn that from a Pasuk. Ayashkim Avraham Baboiken. And it says, "El amokoi masher omad shom." Omad is amida. Amida is tefillah. Avraham Avinu created the tefillah of shachris. The Gemara then says, "Yitzchak Avinu, he also created a tefillah. He created mincha." And the Gemara again learns this from a pasuk. And finally, the Gemara says, "Yaakov Avinu, also the third of the three avos." He created the third of the three tefillos, and that is marriage. And once again, Yerushalmi derives that from Apostle. Let us not make a mistake. Let us not think that the reason why Avraham Avinu created Shachris is because it happens to be he's the first of the others. So it makes sense that he created the first of the tefillos. And Yitzchak came along and Shachris was already booked up. So he then created the next available tefillah, which was Mincha, and Yaakov was left with nothing else but Maariv. That's, of course, a terrible mistake. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu created the tefillah which most reflected their own particular derech in Avodas Hashem. It is not a coincidence that the first of the Ovois created the first of the Tfilos. Avraham Avinu's whole derech in Avodas Hashem paralleled Shachris. Yitzchok's Mincha and Yaakov Avinu's Maariv. That is the Erev Vavoyker V'Tzoharoyim, and that, Be'ezus Hashem, is what we like to explain. We will begin with the Gemara in Baba Batra and Daf Tes Zayin on the base, and the Gemara says a fascinating observation, and in fact this is a halacha. The Gemara says, if ever you want to go and visit the sick, be mevaker chayla, do not go in the morning hours. Why not? So the Gemara says, this is the Gemara in the Dorim, the way the Ran explains, because in the morning, a chayla feels better. This is indeed a Gemara in Baba Batra. The beginning of the day, a person feels slightly better. Therefore, one should not visit the chayla in the morning. Why? You will visit the sick, and you will see that he looks in pretty good shape. And you will stop davening for him, and you'll think to yourself, clearly I don't need to daven for him, he seems to be doing just fine. Well, that's a mistake. He might not be doing so well, but in the morning there is inevitably an improvement. We learn from over here that morning is a zman of chesed. Even if somebody has a machla, he is Rachmana Litzlan sick, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically showers him with chesed in the morning hours. That's when he feels the best. His best part of the day is those morning hours. It therefore makes perfect sense that Avraham Avinu, who is the Amud HaChesed, the automatic and obvious choice of tefillah that most pertains to his derech and avodas Hashem, which is chesed, is the tefillah at that time of the day, which is all about chesed, and that's shachris. As we say, lahagid baboiker chasdecho. The boiker is the time of chesed, and that's what the Gemara is teaching us. A sick person feels his best in the morning. And that's why the Yerushalmi that we mentioned in the beginning says, Moida Anina Fonecha, what is that tefillah? What is the morning thanksgiving that we give to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that you have taken me me'afelo li'oira? You have brought me to the light. I have seen the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been misgaleh. Therefore, as we mentioned, Avraham Avinu did not coincidentally create the first tefillah because he happens to be the first of the others. Rather, Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed, created the tefillah of Shachris, which is the specific tefillah for the morning, which is a Zman of Chesed. That parallels exactly Avraham Avinu's role in his Derech and Avodas Hashem. We then move over to the afternoon, the Tzoharayim, the Mincha. Mincha is as the shadows begin drawing longer, after Chatzos, towards the end of the day, when darkness hasn't yet set in, but is beginning to do so. The Mepharshim explains, Tzoharayim, therefore, as darkness sets in, is the middah of Din. We don't now see the sunshine in all its glorious, glaring beauty. Rather, it's beginning to set. That's the middah of Din. And of course, Yitzchak Avinu, who is the Amud of Din, the Medrash tells us, in fact, that Yitzchak Avinu requested of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please give me Yisurim. Give me afflictions. Why? So he said, because if a person dies and he's had an all too cushy life with no Yisurim, Midas Adin Metucha Kenegdoi, then you have to face the frightening thought of the Midas Adin. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, upon request, send him Yisurim, and that's when Yitzchak Avinu became blinded. Yitzchak is the representative of the Midah of Din, and therefore, the afternoon tefillah, Tzoharayim, Mincha, as the sun is beginning to set, beginning to fade, darkness is setting in, that represents Din, that is Yitzchak Avinu's tefillah. Finally, we get to Yaakov Avinu. And of course, Yaakov Avinu, who takes central stage in our parasha, in Parashat Tovis. Laila is, of course, the Zman of Choshech, Soros, Golus. And Yaakov Avinu indeed led what can only be described as a tragic life, a difficult life. Not just from the moment he was born, but fair to say, even prior to his birth, as Chazal teach us, while still in the womb of his mother, together with his brother Esav, war had begun by Yisraitsu Habonim Bekirbo. He had to deal with Esau at the threat of death. Esau said he's planning on killing Yaakov because of what happened with the brachos. He's forced to leave home. Over 2 decades has to be spent with Lavan Horamai and all the sorrows that befell him there. He tricks him, promises him one wife, gives him another. Eventually he marries Rachel, once again sorrows. For years she was childless. Eventually she has a child and she dies in her 30s during childbirth. He endured the sorrows of Dinah, his daughter, who was taken, abused by Shechem. the whole struggle and machlokes between Yosef and the brothers. And Yosef, as far as Yaakov is concerned, has been killed. The Torah of Reuben, the Torah of Binyamin, the Torah of Shimon, from beginning to end, from start to finish, Yaakov Avinu's life is the life of Yisurim. And in fact, he himself said so. When he meets Paroi, and Paroi says to him, "How old are you?" And as the Mepharshim explained, it's a strange question to ask somebody, but the reason why he asked is because he looked so old and so troubled. And indeed, Yaakov responded and he said, "My days are ma'at v'roim, short and difficult." Yaakov Avinu, who is exiled, Golos, Tzoros, Yisurim, he is the one who represents Laila. He lives a life of darkness. Now let me tell you, Rav Chaskel Abramsky, it is reported, every Shabbos, he had a special chavivus, a special place in his heart, for the Sefer Meshech Chochma LaTorah, written by, of course, Rav Meir Simcha Kohen of Divinsky. And he said that to learn Meshech Chochma for him was his Oynik Shabbos. On one occasion, it was Parshas Vayigash. Somebody came into his house and he saw that Rav Chaskel Abramsky was absolutely ecstatic. And he said, "I just finished my Oynik Shabbos learning the Meshech Chochma." And he said, "I have no topic whatsoever that the particular piece I just learned was written al pi Ruach HaKodesh Mamash." And what was that Ruach HaKodesh? The Meshech Chochma makes a remarkable observation. And he notes that in Parashas Vayigash, on the Pasuk, it says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov Avinu b'marois halayla, a vision in the darkness. Says the Meshech Chochma, this is something that you do not find either with Avraham Avinu or with Yitzchak Avinu. None of them were spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'marois halayla. Says the Meshech Chochma, because Yaakov Avinu's life is a life of Laila. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to him precisely during Laila, he will send a message that reverberates through the ages, that even during the Laila, when things are dark and things don't seem to make sense, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you nonetheless. You just have to believe in it. Lahagid baboiker chasdecho, but ve'emunotcho balayla. In the Laila, we don't necessarily see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu was not privy to open chesed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he endured the Laila with a koyach of emunah. And that's why, says the Meshech Chochma, he was the only one of the Avos who was ever directly addressed by the Ribbono Shel Olam during the night. Says the Meir Simcha, in conclusion, that's why Yaakov Avinu created the Tefillah of Ma'ariv. Again, not just because he happens to be the third of the Avos and this happens to be the third and final Tefillah, but rather the Tefillah of Laila is most applicable, most suited to be invented by the one of the Avos HaKadoshim who in fact lived a life of Laila. And when we say in the morning, as we said this morning in Tfilah, Yan Cho Hashem B'Yoin Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in the day of difficulty, Yistaged Cho Hashem Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov. That's how we endure Tzoros, with our Koyach of Emunah, the Emunoscha Balayles. In fact, it has been pointed out, Lahagid baboiker, boiker is the Loshen Yochid in the singular. The emunoscha, it doesn't say the emunoscha balayla, the emunoscha balaylois. Why the plural? To relay this notion. It looks absolutely dark. in the plural. I'm surrounded by darkness. All I can see is black. Everything looks so grim. So how do I endure that? Ve'emunoscho balaylus. And that's why the sorrow shel Esau, the malach of Esau, when did he come to attack Yaakov Avinu? At night. At night is the time when we have our questions of faith. And when did he leave him? Ki olo hashachar. When the sun rose and things become clear again, he knew he had no hope against Yaakov. He was unsuccessful in the night as well, because Yaakov had the koyach of emunah. Have you ever noticed that in the morning, after we finish Kriya Shema, what do we say? Emes v'yatsiv v'nochay. And what do we say in Ma'ariv after Kriya Shema? Emes v'emunah. In the morning and in the night, we say everything is emes. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is absolutely emes. Just and absolute. The difference is that in the morning it's Yatsiv, the Nochoim, the Kayom, the Yosho. We can see it all makes perfect sense. But in the night, I know it's Emes, but it's Emes ve'emunah. Ve'emunah. Emes ve'emunah. The way that I endure the Golos, the Choshech, the sorrows of Laila is with a Koyach of Emunah. Listen to this most phenomenal observation. I heard this from a friend of mine who just become a Rav, I believe, in Golders Green, or a Ron Heckscher. The koyach with which Yaakov Avinu endured the tzoros with the emunah is precisely with this realization that whether things do or don't make sense, but it's all coming from one Ribbono Shel Olam. And ultimately all is emes. Yaakov Avinu, in fact, said, Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, which is the middle of Rachamim, when we see the Chesed. Elokeinu, the middle of Din, we have to know that Hashem Echad, it all comes from one source. Whether I do or don't understand it, but my Emunah is what gets me through. What is the gematria of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei? 26. What is the gematria of Elohim? 86. Altogether, 112. Yaakov Avinu pointed out that 112, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is all one. Whether you see Din or Rachamim, it's all one. And that's why in the pasuk that we mentioned before, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yoyin tzara. Look at those first four letters. Ya'ancha begins with a yud. Hashem begins with a yud. B'yoyin with a base, and tzara with a tzadi. Yud, yud, base, tzadi is gematria 112. That's Yaakov Avinu's message. How does the perek finish? Hamelech Ya'aneinu b'yoyin koreinu. Ya'aneinu with a yud. B'yoyin with a base and koreinu with a kuf. Kuf yud base, 112. He's just about to embark in his battle with the Malach of Esav, and it says he crossed the Ma'avar Yavoik. Yavoik, yud, base, kuf, 112. And in fact, in the Perek, Lahagin Baboiker Hasdecho Vem Noscho Baleilo, if you can check this afterwards. Yes, you guessed it, 112 words in that perek. That is Yaakov Avinu's secret. And if we just turn the clock, it won't be long. 3 weeks tonight, we'll be celebrating Hanukkah, when there was a tremendous choshech before the oir emerged. Everything looked dismal, bleak. All the odds were stacked against Klal Yisrael. They were ma'asim, they were the few. They were chaloshim, they were a weak. No chance, surely, made no sense. But they fought nonetheless because they were the Maccabim. Mem, chaf, beit, yud, mem, gematria, 112. That is the koyach of the Hashem, and Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's why we understand that Yaakov Avinu, who lived a life of Choshech, but endured it with Emunah, he is the one who creates the Tefillah of Mariv, Emes ve'Emunah. Not simply because he's the third and final of the Avos, but rather because his Derech in Avodat Hashem, the Emunah that gets you through Choshech, that is what the Tefillah of Mariv is all about. And this, in conclusion, is represented. Klal Yisrael, the Gemara tells us, has three distinct midos. What is the nature of every Jew without exception? Baishonim, Rachmonim, V'goyim Leichasodim. Baishonim, we are by nature bashful people. Rachmonim, merciful people. Goyim Leichasodim, we are the ones who carry out acts of chesed. And it has been explained, I saw this mainly in the writings of the Shemesh Shmuel, that each one of those three midos parallels one of the three others. Goyim Leichasodim obviously parallels Avraham Avinu, the Amud of Chesed. Baishonim, to be misbayish means a certain pullback. I'm afraid, I'm embarrassed to be miscarried, a yiro. That's the midah of din, which comes from Yitzchak Avinu. And Rachmonim, which means to have mercy, to have compassion for someone or something, even if it doesn't make any sense, but I just feel sorry for him. That is the midah of Yaakov Avinu, whose midah is Emunah. Whether it does or doesn't make sense, but I believe it either way. So these three midahs, Baishonim, Rachmonim, and Goyim Leichasodim, are really the midahs of Shachris, Sohorayim, and Aramis. And of course, the flip side of the coin is the three cardinal sins, Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, and Shlichas Domim. Gilui Aroyos, the Torah incredibly calls Aroyos in Parshas Kedoshim. What does the Torah write there? Ki chesed hu. We have explained in the past, the source of Aroyos is chesed. Yishmael represents Aroyos, and he's the son of Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed. Because Aroyos stems from chesed. Not only is my possession, they all hefka, my home, my money, but so too my guf becomes available and hefka for everybody. That stems from chesed, unbridled. That parallels Avraham Avinu. And Avodah Zarah, of course, is the Avodah that parallels Yitzchak's Avodah, the Midah of Din, subservient to a particular God, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. Avodah Zarah is Din gone wrong. And finally, Shlichas Domim, which is, of course, when somebody murders, Nitoich Kaas, the Torah, when things are difficult, so he bursts into an anger and a rage and he kills. That's Yaakov Avinu's Midah gone wrong. Yaakov Avinu endured sorrows. So the two ends of the spectrum, the three worst Averis and the three predominant Midahs of Klal Yisrael, represent the three Darkei Avodah of the Avos. So when we come back to what we started with, having thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bestowing us with chesed, b'chol yoyim, u'b'chol eiv. But we then point out, ered, Boiker, v'tzoharoyim. Each part of the day is different in nature, and therefore necessarily requires a different type of tefillah. In the Boiker, which is the Zman of chesed, when the choyla feels better, that's Avraham Avinu's tefillah, because he is the Amud HaChesed. So in the morning, when we are privy to that chesed, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that particular hanhoga. When you get to the afternoon, as the sun's rays begin to dip and darkness sets in, the Midah of Din, that's the tefillah of Yitzchak Avinu, whose Derech and Avodas Hashem is Din. And finally, when it comes to night, when the darkness is not just setting in, but it in fact has already set in. Baleilos, things look dark and bleak and inexplicable. So how do we get through? We get through with Emes ve'emunah, the Maris Halayla. Even at the darkest hours of our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That is the avodah of Tfilas Maariv. So when the Gemara tells us that the three tfilas were invented, created by the three avodah, it is because each part of the day is different in nature, and that parallels each one of the three avodah, whose derech and avodah Hashem was different. Chesed, Din, and Emunah. Next time, Amit Hashem, that we say these words, those who haven't done Maariv yet, or tomorrow morning in Shacharit, Shabbat, Erev, Vavoyker, Vesoharoyim, we should indeed be Zoichem, to be the recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, Din, when necessary, but even in the Choshech, to be able to get through with the Koyach of, not only Lahagid, Vavoyker, Chastecho, but Vemunotcho, Balele. I wish you all a very good Shabbat.